Joining me on the Talk More podcast today is comedian Sam Jay. She's going to be at Punchline Comedy Club tonight, tomorrow, Saturday. She was there last night, but it's too late for that. For those of you listening in the future, this is February 13th through the 15th. You can get your tickets at punchlinecomedyclub.com. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So I was doing my, you know, standard stalker Google search of you, trying to learn a little bit about you. You're a writer for SNL.
Yes.
That's so badass. How long have you been doing that?
It's my third season.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been obsessed with SNL since I was probably too young to really be watching SNL.
I think that's when most of us start watching it, right?
Yeah. Do you have a favorite character from like the 90s?
I feel like anything Maya Rudolph was doing for a while was just my jam. I really liked their Gemini's twin, the fake Destiny's Child.
And like, yeah.
her being that Beyonce-esque character always would crack me up. And the little music videos they would make and stuff. That was pretty great.
I forgot about that one, Jim. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking about her because she did that, introduced a winner or whatever at the Oscars. And I mean, the chemistry there is just so perfect. I miss her on SNL.
Yeah. She's fun.
Yeah. Who do you think is like going to be like the next Maya Rudolph per se on SNL?
Oh man. I don't know if anyone, I think everyone on the cast right now is like their own thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they're going to be their next thing. Like Kate is going to be the next Kate McKinnon, and Adi Bryan's going to be the next Adi Bryan, and Cecily Strong's going to be the next Cecily Strong. Like, I think they're all just so unique in their own way. And I think that's what makes a good cast at SNL, is when everyone's kind of got their own thing going.
Do you have any desire to be in skits on? No?
No.
You just like writing?
Yeah.
Pretty damn good at it.
I enjoy writing, yeah.
What's your favorite skit that you've been a part of writing? I mean, sure, there's a long list because you guys are doing great work, but any highlights?
Probably Black Jeopardy, the Chadwick Boseman one, and probably
so good.
The Cha-Cha Slide, John Mulaney sketch was also very fun to do. Working with John is just fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's so many to try to figure it out.
I'm fascinated right now because there was a time in my life where I'm not a comedy writer by any stretch of the imagination, but there was a time in my life where I thought I wanted to be one. I was like, I want to learn how to do that because, you know, like I would just come up with these random ideas and I thought, man, that would be the dream. And then I'm like, well, no, I don't have that kind of talent. So to like talk to someone who actually does that, I'm just so impressed.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah.
No,
it's so cool.
It's just silly stuff. We just write silly things down.
Oh, I know. But like you get paid for it and the whole world laughs at it. And I just think it's the coolest job ever. So, you know, you have to forgive me if I'm a little bit SNL goo goo gaga, because I think it's just, I mean, to this day, I always leave my SNLs on my DVR.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm having a day where I'm just like kind of blah, I watch a rerun or I watch whatever one I haven't caught up on, because every time without fail, SNL will make me laugh.
That's awesome.
Every
That's
time.
Great to hear.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the goal. So that's,
yeah,
that like, is really cool to hear.
No matter what. So you guys are doing great stuff over there. Who, of like the recent guests, or maybe not even recent, has there been anyone that's come on that's just been kind of a diva to handle, to work with? Everyone pretty cool?
No, everyone's pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I think people come with it. It's a fun thing to do.
Sure.
You know, it's definitely strenuous, but it's fun. So for the most part, people are fun.
Has there been a celebrity that's come on there that, or, you know, like an athlete or a musician that was in a skit and you weren't sure what to expect, but they just blew your mind with their performance?
Harry Styles.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what this is going to be like. He's like a pop boy, you know? And he was just dope and fun and awesome and down to clown and with the shits. So it was great.
That's good. That's cool to hear. I never would have thought that.
Yeah, I didn't either, but I fell in love by the end of the week. I was like, I love this kid, man.
Yeah.
He's the best.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I have that one on my DVR, so I'll have to watch that one too. I was watching you. I was looking at your Twitter account, and you were talking about the movie Parasite.
Yeah, I just watched it on the plane last night. So I'm like,
so you watched it after the Oscars?
Yep.
Because of all the hype.
And I just didn't get around to it. I've just been super busy.
Sure.
Honestly.
What'd you think?
I loved it. I thought it was great.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Because there was so much controversy on whether or not it should have won all those awards. I saw it the night before the Oscars, and because of all the hype, I was like, I want to know what I'm judging in my brain tomorrow night. And I I didn't expect to really enjoy it because I'm not really typically smart enough to keep up with subtitles.
Right.
But I put my phone away because you have to keep your eyes on the screen. And I really enjoyed it. I actually think the actors in it deserved a little more recognition.
Yeah.
Because they weren't nominated for anything. And they were so good.
And that was a little wild to me because they were great.
Yeah.
They were great. I thought the actors did an amazing job.
So who do you think was really in the wrong in Parasite? Was it the
I was talking about this on stage last night.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So this wasn't
like. We had a whole Parasite dialogue. I had one with the audience. I don't think, so there's twofold.
Okay.
I don't think anyone was necessarily, if we had to assess fault, it was the poorer family because they're the ones who kind of infiltrated this rich family's life and manipulated to get into their lives. I don't think it was, one thing was a parasite over another thing though. I think to some degree, everybody was a parasite. And also I think, more so, the parasite was the mentality of the people and not necessarily the status of the people, mm-hmm. if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I guess I hadn't thought of it that way, where, you know, you think about what a parasite is and it's something that kind of like sucks the life out of you and feeds itself.
Right.
And both sides were doing that to each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Huh. Well, now I should watch it a second time and reevaluate, but I thought it was really well done and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was definitely super well done. The kid was great. The son, it was, and the writing was very brilliant. And just the little inferences when he smelled them and he was like, you smell like her, you know, just all those little moments, you know what I mean? That were very, I thought it was just smart. It was super smart.
It was a very smart
super
film.
Smart.
Yeah. And the director was so funny at the Oscars because he had a translator, which I thought was awesome that, he was up there, you know, sending, you know, his thanks and his well wishes. And at the end of almost all four speeches, he said, okay, now it's time to get drunk, basically. Yeah. He said it in English.
And he really went and got drunk.
Good for him.
Yeah. There was a bunch of stories.
Did he?
Which I thought was so cool because they all went to a K-Town. So they won those Oscars.
Cool.
They went to K-Town. They like posted up at this popular bar in K-Town and got wrecked, like the whole crew. And I was like, that's dope.
That's what you're supposed to do, right?
Yeah, I was like, that's the way to do it rather than like, I think especially when you think about, you know, being on the margins, you know what I mean? Being Korean and not really being a part of that world. I think even like with black people or even women, right? We'll get an award like that and we'll try to force ourselves into the Oscar party. We're like, now everyone needs to see us. Whereas they were like, nah, we're just going to party with our folks. It's like, yeah, that's dope, you know?
Yeah, I'd be so bad at that. Like, oh God, I have to do a wardrobe change. I have to go to a Vanity Fair party. I'm like, I just want to take my shoes off. Like, I would go to any party if I could wear sweats to it.
Yeah.
But don't make me put, you know, change into new Spanx and then try and put on it. Like, I'm impressed with all these celebrities that can do that crap because it's like a full-time job.
Trying
to look good. And
to stay on top of it, for sure. That's why I'm a comic because people, they don't expect us to look good. So that's nice.
Well, the beauty of being able to wear whatever you want to work. I thought about that this morning because I wear a different outfit every day, but this hoodie has been in my office and I've been getting cold in the studio lately. I don't know why. So for the last 2 weeks, I've worn this hoodie every day over my clothes, over my shirt. And I thought maybe we should instate a uniform policy where everyone should just have to wear this hoodie. Now I'd never have to think about what I'm wearing before I come to work. I would be okay with that.
But why do you have to make everybody else wear the hoodie for you to be okay wearing the hoodie?
So I feel less like the only one wearing the hoodie. It's my insecurity.
Like, maybe let's make a law.
Right? It's all about me and my insecurities. I feel very judged right now. All right, Sam, I was talking to you earlier when you came in. There's this viral video going around today that has the internet divided, and I don't get why the internet divided because I think everyone is like me, but I realize no, everyone has an opinion. And it's this dude and this woman on an American Airlines flight.
Yeah,
she's sitting in her seat, she reclines her seat, he's in the back row behind her, so he can't recline his. I don't know if there was a conversation between the two initially about her reclining her seat. The only thing we see in the video is the guy constantly punching the back of her seat because he's pissed that she reclined her seat and will not move it back forward because he can't recline his. Half of the internet says common courtesy in economy class. You don't recline if the person behind you doesn't have room. The other half says, screw that guy. He's a dick. She can recline if she wants to. Where do you stand on the halves of the internet?
I stand on if the seat reclines, then you can recline the seat. I mean, it was made for that purpose. So it's like that back seat on that back wall. You know, when you get that seat, you might get reclined on. It just is what it is. I don't think people get the right to tell you what you can and can't do with your seat.
I totally agree with you. And I'm a recliner.
Especially American, because you can pay extra money to get more leg room. You get Americans a little shiesty like that, where you pay $5 more, you can move up or move around. Not necessarily first class, but extra leg room in a main cabin. So it's like, yeah, you kind of get what you pay for, and you pay for a seat that don't recline.
They're all kind of doing that these days where they charge you for anything that isn't a shitty seat.
Yeah.
And I think that's ridiculous. I get it. First class economy, I get it, having a separation there. And maybe even business class if you're actually getting more space. But in economy where all the seats are the same, all the prices should be the same. I shouldn't have to pay more for one closer to the front of economy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's highway robbery.
Because or they charge more now for those seats that are in the exit row because technically you have more leg room, which is like so shady.
Those don't recline either, though.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
But you can go stretch out frontwardly or whatever. I recline wherever I can recline. I don't have.
Are you an airplane sleeper?
Oh, knockout. For
yeah?
sure. For sure. For sure.
I
fly too much to not have figured out how to sleep.
So what's your routine? Because I'll give you mine, but I want to hear your sleeping routine.
I have so many different ones. Sometimes it's just to get so drunk, I pass out. It depends on the time of day that I'm flying, you know. Sometimes it's like take a little sleeping pill, pass out. Sometimes I've been traveled and so worn out that I just fall asleep.
Sure. Okay, so you have a routine. I have one of those phallic neck pillows.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've seen them. They're like three prongs.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like a wiener. And like two parts go around my neck and the other part like holds up my face. And it's the best pillow ever.
Yeah.
The second I put it on, as long as I'm on a window seat, because I have to be leaning.
Oh, I stay window.
Yeah.
I always book window.
And I just put it on my neck and I lean over and I put my headphones on and I have like this playlist for the airplane. So much so I listen to this playlist. It's like 4 hours long, but it's the same songs for the last 4 or 5 years. If I listen to that playlist for some reason at home.
You'll fall asleep.
I start to fall asleep. It's like I've trained my brain to instantly fall asleep in that airplane.
I listen
position.
To rain sounds.
Do you? Does that work?
Yeah.
I haven't done that one yet.
Yeah.
I have trouble sleeping at night when
and
I go to
bed. And it's easy because you just have one track and you just put it on repeat and it's just brain zones.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your drink of choice on the airplane?
I drink all alcohol.
So all of it?
I don't have it. It depends on my mood. Sometimes
tequila?
It's tequila. Most of the time it's tequila.
Oh, so that's your go-to.
And then, you know, sometimes it's vodka. Sometimes I'm feeling rummy. It just depends.
What about wine and champagne?
If I'm first class, then I'll champagne.
Do you get dressed up nicer if you're first class?
No. I purposely dress bummier.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like to really incite the white people in first class.
I've never flown first class, so
yeah.
I don't even know what it's like.
I'll dress even more down, and I'll make sure, like, my chain's out. I like to really, like, disrespect the whole situation.
Like, fuck you,
like, this
fuck
is
you,
nothing to me. It's not a big deal.
See, I would be the opposite, because I've never flown first class. I'd be like, feel like I need to wear a dress and I don't know, some spectacles and maybe a monocle. I don't know.
Nah.
No?
Come through thugging.
Okay. I'll write that down if I ever get a chance to fly first class. Sam J joining me for the Talk More podcast. Sam's going to be at Punchline Comedy Club tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, February 13th through 15th, 2020. If you're listening to this in the year 2024, sorry you missed it, but you can go to Sam's website. Sam, what's your website?
My website is... I don't know.
Come on.
I am Sam J. Comic.
I got it right here.
Sam J. Comic.
SamJComic.com.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's one of the places I stalked you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry you went there.
And your Instagram and Twitter is Sam J. Comic.
Yeah, I keep it pretty
it's
easy.
It's all really easy.
A breezy.
Awesome. Well, hey, have a great show in the city and thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
You got it. Listen to new and past episodes of Talk More with DK and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts like iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Radio.com, and as always, AltRadioSF.com/Talk More. If you listen through iTunes, please rate and review the Talk More with DK podcast.